All right, good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show, 13 and a half before 6, and would you believe 5 above 0. We're loving that this morning here at our studios in Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. First thoughts, and last week as we were heading into the extreme cold warning, I threw out on my personal Facebook page, I said, with this intense cold, we need to be thinking warm thoughts, so what's your favorite soup? And got a lot of responses, and want to share those with you here, unpack them, beginning with Kirk had said, boy, a lot of answers. So he said homemade vegetable beef stew. Nancy checked in with chicken wild rice, which sounds very good. Renee said, how about chicken dumpling or beef barley? Her favorite soup. And Sandra said 100% agreeing with that. Greg got a lot of responses on his famous kicked-up Cajun shrimp soup. And people wanting the recipe for that. Vania, who travels between America, the U.S., and Liberia, said, do you share your recipe? This looks amazing. And that's one worth checking out. Cajun shrimp soup. Vania herself said white chicken chili. Sounds terrific. Tammy also said homemade chili. How about creamy chicken gnocchi from Karen, our friend Karen Stutzman. Jeff in Chippewa Falls said any kind my wife makes because she's an awesome cook and I am overweight to prove it. Good day. Danita checking in with creamy potato with bacon and cheese. And Andrew saying one of my favorites is called the Superb Soup. It's a recipe of a soup from a Nintendo game released over a decade ago. A hearty pumpkin soup with smoked salmon, carrots, celery, and feta cheese. Very tasty. So Jasmine also says potato soup. And Beth, the daughter of our own Dave Stasik and his wife Lori, says Zupa Toscana. And Al, one of my former coworkers at One Source Imaging, going with chili as well. All right, well, we'll pick it up with more when we get a chance. But quickly, today in history, no audio for you. This is the day in 1984 Michael Jackson's hair caught fire during the filming of a Pepsi commercial. The incident was caused by faulty pyrotechnics. And our devotion this morning from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Blessings in Loving Like Jesus, because we could use them. John 13:24. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. Jason says, how often do we live in uncertainty, unwilling to ask questions or seek clarification? If you're like me, you may fret alone or speculate with others when you're confused. Uncertainty is a breeding ground for unhelpful assumptions. In verse 22, the disciples were looking around, uncertain of who was the betrayer. They could have kept their wondering to themselves, but Peter was willing to ask, as he often was, right? He routinely showed boldness in the presence of Jesus, seemingly unafraid of looking stupid. His confidence in Jesus made him freely ask questions when the others might not. Peter motioned to John, who must have been sitting right next to Jesus, to ask the question. Peter teaches us that there's wisdom in vulnerability, in vulnerably seeking clarity. There's no righteousness in pretending to know the answer. It takes courage to ask questions. Sometimes we don't want to know the answer, but when we know the truth, we can deal with it head on rather than persisting in fear and uncertainty. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, we confess that we often fail to speak up because we don't want to look dumb. We're too proud. Sometimes we're afraid of what the answer might be. Embolden us to ask hard questions, listen for answers, and follow through with courage. Amen. Let's apply that in our day.
How can you make what you say more memorable? If you're searching for a way to make your point, look no further than your hands.
Yes. Gestures are such as slicing the air or waving can make what we are saying more memorable.
It may explain politicians' habit of making chopping motions to emphasize words in their speeches and why people in some countries, such as Italy, tend to gesticulate when they speak.
Hmm. Yeah, the research shows gestures can affect the sounds people hear, for example, making vowels seem longer.
Really?
Huh.
Gesturing can affect hearing. Huh. I would not have thought that. Again, through this research, they say that practical implications are that speech recognition systems may be improved by including looking at hand signals and that computer figures when speaking would benefit from animated hand gestures along with computer-generated sounds.
I got to say, I mean, I've had people kid me about it. I'm doing it right now as I'm talking. And it's just instinctual. It's just it's not like any kind of calculation. I don't think it would work that way. It's just a natural outflow.
Yeah, you talk with your hands. Again, kind of your arms and hands. Yeah, but it's just sort of an extension of your mouth, right? And I know I do that, mm-hmm. too, when, you know, mm-hmm. mention off the air, when we're doing high school sports broadcasts. If I'm on camera, I will see that I am talking with my hands while talking. So it's just... It's what we do, so now research just backing up why we do it.
And I think, especially as a public speaker, it makes you more interesting. I mean,
sure.
It gives some people something more than just to listen
to. The Apostle Paul did it as well, too. Says it in Scripture. He motioned with his hand.
There we go.
It's Tuesday trivia time once again on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win. And this time we have not one, not two, but three prizes for you. And so, again, we've got a Culver's Medium Concrete Mixer with your choice of two mix-ins, courtesy of your Culver's, locally owned of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Not only that, we have two albums from Mercy Me. So we have the album Lifer and the album Almost There. That goes along with I Can Only Imagine 2, which you'll be hearing about very soon. Coming to Mycon Cinemas, and we're doing something special with Mycon around that movie. So, of course, I Can Only Imagine was about the song I Can Only Imagine. I Can Only Imagine 2 is about the song Even If. Mm. And so these albums have both of those songs on them. So, celebrating Mercy Me and the release of I Can Only Imagine 2, we have both of those albums for you, plus the Concrete Mixer to enjoy while you listen to them. Some great prizes, but as always, you gotta solve the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. On the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. On an average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. What in the world could that be? 715-723-2555.
All right, light up those phones. On the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. What is it? 723-2555.
Average day, typical day here in the great U.S. of A. What happens to 225 people? 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for the Medium Concrete Mixer from Culver's and two great albums, some of the best from Mercy Me. 723-2555.
We've got Mercy Me ready to go here after Tuesday Trivia with that tune, Even If, that Caleb just mentioned. Chilly, 2 degrees above zero, 10.5 before 8. We need some callers, 723-2555. What happens to 225 people on an average day in the U.S.? 723-2555 for three prizes.
As always, no penalty for wrong guesses, so guess away. We'll see if we can get on the right track. Maybe. Sometimes it happens where we get a winner right away on Tuesday Trivia.
It happened a couple weeks ago. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from Weyerhaeuser.
All right, what do you think?
Run out of gas.
That's
a great guess.
Very good guess.
Fantastic. That's not correct, but good try.
Good to hear from Weyerhaeuser.
Nobody in radio compliments people with the wrong answer better than us. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Henry from Courtesy Cab, Menominee.
Hey, Henry.
I would say catching a cold.
Catching a cold.
Catching a cold. On an average day in the U.S., mm-hmm. this happens to 225 people. Is it catching a cold, Henry?
It's not. Thanks for calling, though.
Yeah, good to hear from Courtesy Cab there in Menominee. Shout out to Henry.
A little free plug for them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey there. My guess is win the lottery.
Win the lottery. Okay, sure. 330-some million people or whatever we're up to in the U.S. and 225 winning some sort of lottery prize.
Something, yeah. Not the big thing.
Right? Yeah, not the big thing.
A little bit. Yeah, a little here or there. That's a good guess. Boy, three good guesses. All wrong answers, but still.
But, I mean, you guys are great guesses.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would be this creative with the guesses.
No, they're creative. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
We have that connection. I would guess waking up late.
Waking up late. Oh. 225 people on the average day in the U.S. This happens to 225 people. Waking up late, maybe missing the alarm.
Sorry, Linda.
Thank you, Linda, for the call. 715-723-2555. Two of Mercy Me's best albums. Plus, a concrete mixer from Culver's could be yours.
So the listeners kind of shrugging their shoulders collectively here as I see no calls at the moment. But I'm willing to take three more. 723-2555. What happens on an average day in the U.S. to 225 people?
Average day, typical day in the U.S. of A. What happens to 225 folks? 715-723-2555 if you have a guess.
We may be pushing it on till 8:15, but somebody's going to intervene with this one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Scott, let me get on the air here. Go ahead, Scott and Chippewa. What's your guess?
Win the lottery, some sort of lottery.
That was guessed.
It was actually guessed two calls before you. You're thinking in the same vein.
How about braces?
Braces, yeah.
Good job thinking on your feet.
I know. You took a sidestep there, but that is not it. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Levi from Barron.
Hi, Levi.
Is it break a bone?
Break a bone. Ouch. Yeah. 225 people on an average day in the U.S. break a bone. Seems plausible to me.
That's another great guess. It's not right, though.
715-723-2555. Down to our last guest this hour for Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Alex Eau Claire.
Hi, Alex. What do you think?
Opioid death.
Wow. Sad, but could be very possible.
That would be a downer if that was the answer to this question, and it is not the answer we're looking for, so thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. All right, we are out of time this time around, but we'll pick it again after 8:15 this morning. On average, what happens to 225 people in the U.S. A typical day?
Tuesday Trivia Try Number 2 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb and Halvo with you. On an average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. What is it? 715-723-2555. We've got not one, not two, but three great prizes, Halvo.
We do. A couple of Mercy Me CDs ahead of I Can Only Imagine 2, which people are going to hear a lot more about, really excited about. And also, who doesn't want a Culver's concrete mixer with two mix-ins?
Yeah, medium-sized Culver's concrete mixer. Two great albums from Mercy Me. Yours if you can call 715-723-2555 and answer this query. On the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. On a typical day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? Call 715-723-2555 and guess away.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually live in Indiana, but I'm traveling through your beautiful state.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Welcome.
What's your name?
My name's Lee.
All right, Lee, what's your guess?
There are exactly that many husbands that are found to be correct in the United States.
Out of all the husbands in the world, 225 on a typical day are right about something. Lee from Indiana?
I hope it's not high. That guess is not high. So thank you.
Hey, Lee, thanks for calling from Hoosier Country. Thanks for traveling through Wisconsin. And, congratulations. I don't know if you're an Indiana fan, but winning the Natty, that was awesome.
That was.
God bless.
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much, Lee from Indiana. We reach all over the place.
Lee, having some fun with us this morning. 723-2555. How about you on an average day in the U.S.? 225 people. What is it that...
What happens to them?
Yeah.
On the average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses so far. It's not running out of gas, catching a cold, winning the lottery, waking up late, getting braces, breaking a bone, opioid deaths, or husbands being correct about something.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Well, so lost him. All right. Let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caleb from Cameron.
Hi, Caleb.
And my guest is Mary.
Getting married. 225 people getting married.
Could that be it? Sorry, Caleb.
Thanks for calling from Comet Country. On the average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people?
Yeah, some good guesses so far, but not the right answer. We'll do it this time and one more time after 8:45. We don't have a winner, and then on tomorrow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Amanda from Rice Lake.
Hi, Amanda. What do you think?
I don't know. This is probably not right, but giving birth.
225 people on an average day in the U.S. giving birth.
Sorry, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. We've heard from Weyerhaeuser, Menominee, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Barron, Indiana, Cameron, and Rice Lake so far.
There we go. All right. We'll take three more guesses if you got them in you. Phone's empty at the moment, 723-2555. On an average day in the U.S., what happens to 225 people? 723-2555, 723-2555, trying to have some fun. Keep warm on this 2-degree Tuesday. Weather bottom of the hour, WWIB. All right, are we guessed out here this go-around? Going once, going twice, and we're going to push it off till after 8:45 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. So just as I close it out, then somebody calls. That's just kind of one of those laws, Caleb, we were talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Murphy's Law of radio contests. It's like as soon as you say, well, no one's calling, then folks call.
It is.
Tuesday Trivia, our third try on this Tuesday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Trying to make you a winner, not one, not two, but three prizes. Mercy Me has the brand new movie coming out about the song Even If. It's I Can Only Imagine 2. We have not one, but two albums from Mercy Me for you. One features I Can Only Imagine, one features Even If. They're the Almost There and Lifer Project. So both of those albums. And while you listen to them, you can enjoy a free medium-sized concrete mixer from Culver's. But to get all three of those prizes, you've got to call 715-723-2555 and answer the question, Havel, that we haven't solved yet.
Yeah, and it has to do with 225 Americans on a typical U.S. day. What happens to them?
On the average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Typical average day in the United States. This happens to 225 folks.
We need callers. We've got one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, well.
That sounds like a dial tone.
Yeah, it was a fake caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Hi, Lindsay. What do you think?
I think maybe it could be getting cut off in traffic.
Mm.
225 people happens to them maybe on a typical day. Not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Call us back, 715-723-2555 to guess.
Keep your guesses coming. Otherwise, we move on to Win It Wednesday, which starts early, remember, right after 7:15 here on WWIB. 723-2555, 723-2555 for three prizes. What happens on a typical day to, here in the U.S. of A, to about 225 Americans?
715-723-2555. An average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people.
Yeah.
What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark. I'm Caleb. This is Linda again.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
I'm guessing moving from the very cold to a warmer state.
All right. Yeah. Moving from a cold state to a warm state. People probably considering it the last few days here in Wisconsin. And then you look at the rest of the country, you're like, actually, it's not a whole lot better.
That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Linda. 723-2555, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, third go around on this Tuesday trivia question for two Mercy Me CDs and a Culver's concrete mixer with two mix-ins, medium mixer, 723-2555.
On the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. What is it?
They seem kind of guessed out this morning.
715-723-2555. If you have one of those last gasp guesses on a Tuesday trivia morning, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Otherwise, we move it on to 7:15 tomorrow morning on a Win It Wednesday. If we get to 7:45 without a winner, we start giving you clues.
All right, we'll take three more, and this is one of those. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Henry from Menominee Courtesy Cab again.
Yeah.
I would say losing your keys.
Losing your keys. 225 people around the U.S. lose their keys every day.
That's another great guess. Could that be it? That is not what we're looking for, Henry. Thank you.
Thank you for the call from Dunn County. 715-723-2555 to guess. Typical average day in the United States. This happens to 225 people.
Willing to take two more guesses? And there's one of them. Let's go to the line again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Did anybody guess get a flat tire?
No one has guessed that yet.
It happened to a friend of mine over the weekend. Is that what your guess is?
That's my guess.
All right. That is...
We're really excited that that's your
really
guess.
A really good guess. Yeah, that's a tough thing to happen. That is not what we're looking for.
But I mean...
Okay, thanks.
But it was just that, you know, there's a lot of joy and excitement in that guess. It's like, yeah, that's what I'm going with. But
there you go.
That, now, it could happen to 225 people every day.
It could be.
A lot of these have been very plausible.
That's right. Good responses. It's not what we're looking for. Last guess here this morning. Otherwise, it moves on to tomorrow after 7:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Jessica from Bloomer.
All right, Jessica, what do you think?
Is it Break a Bone?
Is it Break a Bone?
That was
guessed earlier. Do you have a quick backup guess?
What about Donate Blood?
Donate Blood. That was an excellent quick pivot there to your backup guess.
Quarterback there. That, however, is not what we're looking for, Jessica. Thanks so much for listening and for your enthusiasm.
On the average day, on an average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? Chew on that. Think about it, folks. We'll give you another shot tomorrow morning.